Outside the lights, outside the starlight's burning bright. Like a picture from baby's lullaby.
That's one of the more popular tunes by Texas-based singer-songwriter Cory Morrow. He's one of the many artists from the Lone Star State who's built a wide following at home to launch himself onto the national stage. Cory Morrow makes sure both he and his fans have a good time at every concert. People come to a Cory Morrow concert to sing along, clap their hands, and hoot and holler. The Houston-born and raised singer dances around the stage as he plays and encourages his audiences to join him in the fun. 10 years after leaving college to pursue a career in music, Cory Morrow says he's still having the time of his life.
For the most part at this point in my life, I figure, you know, if you're not having fun, then you're not doing it right. And music is a form of celebration and joy, and so, you know, it should be a release of all tensions and stresses, and you should be going out there and just having a blast. That's what we try to do.
Cory Morrow's introduction to music began when he was in high school and his father brought him a guitar he had acquired in Mexico. He began by learning songs by his favorite rock and country stars and often played with friends when he went to college in the West Texas city of Lubbock. That's where he met another guitar picker who would also go on to become a rising star in country music, Pat Green.
We met each other through a mutual friend. I was sitting around playing guitar with my buddy, and they said, hey, I've got another guy, friend that plays guitar, and, you know, want to bring him over here and pick a little. And it was Pat, and brought him over, and we said hi. And neither one of us had even written a song or had any idea that we were going to be going down this road. We were just sitting around learning Kenny Rogers songs and John Denver songs and just learning a whole bunch of songs and sitting around doing a sing-along on Wednesday nights.
Later, the two collaborated on an album of favorite country songs by such songwriters as Merle Haggard.
Living the way she wants me to. The matter had been that I tied around her auburn hair. She looks like she ought to be somebody white somewhere.
She ain't never gonna be no Bobby McGee, but she's trying to. I can't change and live the way she wants me to.
After moving to Austin and starting his own career, Cory Morrow became a prolific songwriter and now writes most of his own material.
I caught you winking at me. You could tell I was easy prey, and you had nothing better to do that day. You took my heart, my soul, my
I write the songs for myself, and they're kind of a therapy for me. And so you gotta make a buck, and when you write them, you think, oh, that's probably going to sell. But while you're writing them, you know, and while I'm performing, I'm doing it for myself, and I'm doing it for the guy that, or the girl in the crowd that's, you know, getting off to the whole experience.
Cory Morrow and his band travel some 80,000 kilometers a year in their tour bus, playing in Texas and in 20 other states so far. His current album, Full Exposure, is moving up the country music charts. The album contains a compact disc as well as a DVD video of a concert he gave last year in an Austin park. The video captures the music and the fun-loving spirit of Cory Morrow and his fans. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
She loved me so, it didn't matter anymore. See, she never cared, and that she never will. I do it all again, I guess I